And number 10.
Beautiful vegan vaginas.
And that's your list for the most beautiful things in the world.
Callback.
Callback. Thank you, guys. All right, here's the scenario.
Check it.
Check out. Here we go, yo.
Here we go, yo.
So what's the scenario? Well, this is the scenario.
Okay, tell me, Tom.
Well, we had someone lined up.
Mm-hmm. They were in the line.
They were in the line, and it's a long line.
It is a very long line. Trust me. They're in the front of the line. It's their turn.
They went through customs and everything.
They had their bags checked.
They went through a metal detector, the one that gives you radiation.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then we were all ready.
Ready to go?
I showed up right at 4.
Yes, he was very punctual.
And I was worried because I like to be early.
Well, sometimes I think you just sit in your car until it's 4 because you don't want to talk to me.
No, sometimes I do sit in my car, but it's also because I'm full of anxiety.
Okay, so you're preparing yourself?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. I'm going to move I'm positioned.
No, that's fine. Yeah, you know, I'm going to change my chair because, now we have to direct our energy to one another. But it'll be an easy fix because we'll just be able to turn back if they show up.
Exactly.
But yeah, they went through the whole scenario.
Mm-hmm.
The custom scenario. And gave us the all clear.
Mm-hmm. Green light?
Green light, yeah. It went through the green light. It wasn't yellow.
No.
It was green.
We still have a green light.
Yeah, we're still... The door is open. You might hear birds chirping
because
outside.
We have a microphone pointed directly at the open door.
Just waiting for the guests to get here.
You will hear everything.
You'll hear right when that door opens.
Mm-hmm.
So this... We thought, well, fuck.
Of course, yeah.
What are we going to do?
And so now...
We improvised. That's what we did.
Which is dangerous.
Which is a dangerous tool to use.
I don't know if we can.
That's what I'm saying. I was in the zone of like having a guess. Like in my brain, I was like, oh, good. Nothing on me for once.
I know. I won't have to talk to Connor for such a long time.
No, it's more of like I won't have to try and not say something terrible.
Oh.
For an hour.
Do you want to go through your apologies right now?
Yes. Number one, Grandma, I love you. I didn't mean it. And I hope you live for another 10 years.
Do you think she can make more casserole for us?
Oh, man. Anytime I go over there since she heard it, it's like I've been walking on eggshells.
Literally.
Literally, yeah. She cracks a bunch of eggs on the floor and makes me take my shoes off. I just walk through it.
That's terrible.
It's terrible.
But you deserve it.
I deserve it, and I full-on accept my punishment of walking on eggshells.
Now, is a punishment where someone just says really bad puns at you for a long time?
Yeah, like for at least 4 hours.
4 hours of puns.
Of puns. Which is enough to make any normal person go insane.
Now what about a punish ship?
A punish ship?
Is that like just a boat where all the puns happen? Is it pirate puns?
No, that's a boat where they punish you by making you write the puns.
Ooh. And that's difficult because ships are wobbly.
Ships are wobbly, yeah. And they don't let you use normal inks. From what I've heard, this is just from
calligraphy?
What I've heard. Yeah, it's calligraphy. They have ink. And that boat, anytime there's a wave, it goes down on the ground.
Quill pen.
Yeah, quill pen. Yeah. They have to write in cursive.
Now, are quill pens made of quail?
I hope so.
And that's that segment.
Yep, all right. I think we're doing okay. We don't have a guest. We don't need them.
No. I think we're good so far.
I think we're good. The nature.
What was that sound, though? There was just something in my left headphone that just freaked me the fuck out.
Was it like a high-pitched thing?
I would say it was upper mids. It was
upper mids. Maybe my mouth is kind of dry. And I was actually about to ask if I could grab a water real quick, which I should have done before we started recording.
Yeah, you can go grab a water. If you want, you can have some of my hot water, whiskey, and honey mix here. I'm not sure if that's something.
I'll take it, whatever. Is it hot?
Not anymore.
Never mind.
Why?
I just got a big whiff of it, and it made me like want to just curl up into a ball.
It's 100 proof.
Oh, my God. Is it this one right here on the table?
No.
It's not that one?
You can have some of that whiskey, though. It's a little bit. It's less.
Is the other one in the kitchen?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to go look.
Okay.
Okay. Talk to our guest, maybe.
All right. I see a bird outside, and I just wonder what its majestic life is like. Is it bored by its amazing abilities? You can go anywhere you want, and yet it is in my front yard, which is someone's backyard. What?
Where's that whiskey at?
It's in the whiskey cabinet / cereal cabinet.
Oh, which cabinet? Oh, I
see it. Yeah. You've been here enough times, you should know. Yeah, it's pretty good. This is a solid whiskey, man.
Is it?
Rittenhouse, yeah.
Rittenhouse. We're sponsored by
them, right? Yeah, our sponsor's Rittenhouse Whiskey. I think it's actually a bourbon, isn't it?
Let me see.
Well, I mean, it's the same thing, but classifications.
Whiskey.
What?
A rye whiskey.
Well, yeah, it is a rye whiskey, but that's... Okay.
Jesus.
I'm sorry. Anyway, back to birds. Why do they fly in formations? How do they know when to fly south? Why would they want to go to the south? It's shitty there. You think the south is shitty, right?
Oh yeah, the south is the worst.
Good call.
Oh, Jesus, that's a way to come back.
Yeah, I like all this noise that's happening right now.
All right.
That's great.
Put my feet up.
Oh, great. I think I'm just gonna just drop your entire, just sound down.
Are you?
Yeah.
Why?
Just right there. It's just gonna go, woo.
Why? You're going to make it just where you're commenting about nothing.
Yeah.
I like that. You should do that. Okay. Why doesn't anyone want to be our guest?
I don't know. Why doesn't anyone want to be our friend?
Yeah. Why can't we be friends?
Why can't we be friends?
Why can't we be friends? Well, you guys know the rules.
Yep.
Yeah, so that message still hasn't been read.
Oh, no.
So I'm thinking it's a no-show on the guest.
Oh, well. Things happen.
Yeah, things happen. And we're gonna not fall apart.
Well, too late on that.
Yeah, that's kind of what I was thinking. Oh, boy.
Oh,
boy.
Dude,
I want to take this pod outside.
You want to do an outside pod?
Yeah, I kind of do.
Well,
do we have the ability to do that? Can we sit on your porch? Like on the stoop?
You know what? I think we can. Let's go to 10 minutes here.
Uh-huh.
And then we'll stop and
we'll
then move.
The pooch. Okay, well, now we got to keep this in.
I was going to this in and just cut it in, but...
Okay, good. The pooch. Yeah, we're going to go to the pooch.
We're going
to
move to the pooch. Your pod dogs are moving to the pooch.
Pod dogs moving to the pooch.
Podding to the pooch.
All right, so that's going to be something. We'll see how that goes.
I think that might be the episode title.
Yeah, going to the pooch. Okay, we're gonna move to the pooch.
Wait, hold on, we still got like 20 seconds.
Oh, we have 20 seconds. I'm excited. I've been inside all day.
Yeah.
I feel like we're both kind of light, fair-skinned people, though.
Mm-hmm. I need my vitamin D.
I need my vitamin C.
Okay, so right now I have both mics, and Tom is trying to set up his mic arm on a branch. Oh, we should climb a tree and do a podcast in it sometime.
We should. We go to, like, see Quiota.
Yeah?
Oh, no. We go inside the caves of see Quiota.
Oh, hey, hold on.
We could go into the caves of see Quiota.
Oh, that'd be great.
And record a podcast with bats.
Yeah. I've been wanting to go and, like, record, like, guitar and vocals in a cave anyway. Because I think that'd be really good. I don't know about anything else. Like, drums wouldn't be too good. But I want, like, a place where, like, the cave walls, like, go and, like, kind of dip down, get into, like, a smaller area, like, a crawling space, and put a mic in there so it's, like, a natural compression.
Wait, give me just a second. I think this might have worked.
Holy shit, really? Thank you, Bush. Oh, no. If anyone walks by, this is insane.
I know, I think I have to hold my arm up with it.
Oh, no. Why?
Because if it falls down like that.
Can't you tighten it? Yep.
Yeah, I'm trying to. I gotta unscrew it.
Oh, is it doing the same thing that happened to me?
Well, it's hard to see because of all these leaves.
All the leaves in the way.
All of the leaves.
All of the leaves. Yeah, it's a beautiful day out, though.
It really is. Oh, my God.
Oh, it's still falling.
Is it?
Yeah. I think it's... yeah, I don't know. It took me a long time to get mine situated. There we go.
Oh, it keeps falling.
No, okay, I guess you're gonna have
That's fine, I'll just hold it.
And it's the wrong way.
Is it? Oh, god damn it.
Yeah, spin it.
Hey!
Okay, let's test you.
Yeah, how am I coming in?
Yeah, you're coming in pretty good.
Alright.
Oh, shit. Like, if you just move it at all,
I know. See, the problem is, try and visualize this. Okay. Remember the pooch we were talking about?
Remember the pooch.
It's two stairs.
Yep.
And one handrail. So we can fit two of us on the stairs. But the mic arms don't reach to our mouths. So Connor's is on the handrail.
Uh-huh.
Mine is on a branch.
Of a bush.
Of a bush.
Which branch?
And, you know...
Yeah.
This is just what you gotta do sometimes. It feels great, though.
I think it's working out
it's
fairly well.
It's kind of liberating.
It is.
And now if our guest shows up, we can see him right on this guy's house.
Welcome to the porch cast.
Yeah, welcome to the... Yeah, this should be our test for the new episode, the new show.
I don't like how there's fuzzy stuff on your microphone, though.
I'll get it off.
Thank you.
There you go.
I need to get that.
Yeah, I got you.
I'm gonna have to clean all that.
No, I got you. It is pretty fuzzy, but
that's what is that? Spider webs?
Possibly.
I don't like spider webs on my microphones.
And it's not bad. Okay.
I'm really glad that I got the wind screens before we did this.
Before we did this, yeah. So the wind isn't gonna destroy the audio.
Exactly.
Thank God. I think I have been hurting this bush, and I apologize to Mother Nature.
I know, you just clamped it with a vise. It's like
this bush,
ball torture for bushes.
Yeah, this is like Saw for bushes.
And I'm not talking about the presidential dynasty.
Nah, we can get, that's a whole other topic.
That's another podcast.
Is there someone walk by? I'm just waiting for someone to walk by, just so we can talk to them.
I really hope my neighbors walk by.
Yeah.
That'd be great.
Or the cat shows up.
Ooh, if Jake and Mike show up, or Gus, or...
Or one of those gang members that lives right down the road.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and they rob us live on air.
That'd be great.
That'd be hilarious. I would love that to happen.
Just let me keep the SD card.
Yeah, please. Just let me keep the audio.
This is gold. Remember to go to our Patreon.
Yeah, our Patreon. It won't stop sending us money. You have to do it yourself. So if you forget, it's not our fault.
Exactly. That's the gang members taking away our audio equipment.
Exactly. Yeah.
Wait, let me plug our...
Yeah, let me plug our shows. Oh, man. So The View is great.
Yeah, that's an okay show, I think.
God damn it. We're overlooking the whole city, basically.
Uh-huh. We could go do that.
Where?
Oh, wait, no, they closed it up, never mind.
What?
There was an apartment building that was being built nearby, and you could just climb up there.
Would it be really suspicious if we went to the top of a parking garage?
I think so.
And just started recording?
Like, you just stop right there, and yes, it'd be suspicious.
Would it?
Who goes to the top of a parking garage?
Well, yeah, but it would just be so we would have less car sounds.
I don't know. Maybe.
I mean, there'd be nothing for us to clip on. We need cement clippers.
We can just drill into the cement.
Yeah.
And, yeah. I like it. Oh, shit.
Did you fuck up the audio?
I accidentally hit.
Nope. We need to go somewhere.
I accidentally hit it with my arm.
Where should we go next?
I don't know.
And record this. What if we just recorded like four parts in different locations?
That'd be interesting.
This is part two. Number one was your apartment.
Uh-huh.
Number two is this
the is pooch. The pooch.
And number three, what's the natural step from pooch? Like a dog park?
No, that's so far away though.
I know.
There's none like around
here.
What
if we just went inside Panera?
On the patio of Panera.
Or Brown Derby. We know a couple people that work there.
Yeah, if Tim's working there,
Tim's working there. What if we have Tim on the podcast?
We could just walk down the street.
Recording.
Just me barefoot and...
Holy shit, should we go for a walk?
I mean, I'll need to get my shoes on.
Oh, these cords would be such a fucking hassle.
We could switch out the cord for a shorter one.
Oh, it's got all these branches and leaves on it.
I don't like that, but yeah.
I know, I didn't mean to. We could...
Yeah, but do we want to?
Yeah, that's the thing. I'd prefer to sit.
Yeah. That and...
Someone just screamed. I think someone just got shot.
Probably.
Did it come with through the microphone? With a silent
gun. Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, I heard the scream, gun. But I don't know if that was...
Well, silencers are very powerful these days.
Mm-hmm. It's completely silent.
It's Sunday. Shouldn't there be like an open house going on? What if we just went to an open house and started recording?
I mean, yeah, we could go. I mean, the street over, there's some stuff, I think.
Really?
Probably.
I feel like all of these methods would get us in trouble.
Probably.
Yeah. I'm trying to think of a way where we wouldn't get arrested or a ticket.
I feel like we'd just be
asked to leave, and then we say no.
And then they call the cops.
And
then
they call the cops, and when the cops come, we start acting really aggressive. Oh, look, here's someone.
Hello.
How are you?
Good, how are you?
Good. I'm so sorry. We moved the podcast to the porch.
Yeah.
It is great.
Oh, now we got to grab the other mic and bring it out here.
Okay, hold on.
Do you want me to grab it? Here, hold on.
Hold on. Do we want to stop the audio or do you want to...
Let's just do it live.
Okay. Well, I can't.
Oh, okay.
To plug into the other microphone.
Oh, okay.
That won't work. No.
Yeah. Pause it. Okay, we're here. We did it. We survived.
Yay.
We got a guest now.
We got a guest. We sounded very depressed earlier.
Because we were. Now I have no clue, when we're going to be at an hour, though.
Yeah, that's fine. We'll just go until it feels right.
Okay, yes. Well, we have 46 minutes left.
Cool.
On the time that we can record.
Now, last time... Did you listen to the last episode? I don't understand if you didn't. Most people didn't.
I haven't had a chance to. I've
been great.
Well, I just because I've been very busy with
no,
the
I'm
show.
Saying that's probably a better way to
oh, okay.
come in
okay.
with no idea.
I think Murr talked about it with me. He said he told me it was like basically improvised. And I,
it gets there.
Yeah.
I mean,
that's cool.
It follows a little bit of improv rules, but it's not an improv show.
Oh, okay.
Really.
Gotcha. Yeah. Gotcha. Okay.
It's just, you know, we both drink out of our cups.
Like, well,
at the same time.
Talk show hosts do that all the time.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So that's
mine. You know.
It lets everyone else know when they need to talk.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And let the listener know that it's okay to take a drink from your cup as well. If you're,
yeah,
if
you
you're
can join.
Along.
And it's also like, hey, I drink out of a mug just like you guys do. Mm-hmm.
It's personable.
Up, yeah. One leg at a time. Yeah.
Yep. They're very expensive pants, but I do put them on one leg at a time.
I actually don't understand that. I usually put them on like both at the same time. Just
like, I feel like, do you lay down and like put them on?
No, I just like jump into them and just like. I think I don't have that issue.
You know, I've never thought about how I put on my pants.
I think I put one on my pants at the same time as well, like just all at once.
Yeah. Why would you do that? Just.
I mean, I guess unless you really struggle with your I mean, I guess there are people out there who struggle with their pants, but...
I mean, I guess if you were doing it from a sitting position,
you'd put on one leg.
See, that's what I imagine was like, you're on your bed and you just like slide them onto your legs at the same exact time.
You just can't like even stand up. Before you even get up in the morning, you just put on
your pants. Yeah, you have to slide them on. You have a pair right by your feet that you like slowly...
I mean, let's be honest. I rarely get to take off my pants before I pass out and go to sleep.
I 100% agree. Same last here. Night, I almost fell asleep with my pants on, and I was in bed for like 3 hours. I just didn't bother.
Oh, yeah. No, I'm the same way. It's like, I don't mean to. I just pass out.
Yeah.
I also just get tired.
I hear you on that.
I'd rather just, you know, leave that in the bedroom. But not actually, you know, just keep your pants on all the time.
Leave the pants on in the bedroom.
Yeah, leave them on. And outside, you know, just never take your pants off.
Yeah. Mm. Pants forever. Pants for life. Yeah. Make that a hashtag.
I almost thought about wearing shorts today, and then I was like, nah.
No. It is almost that. It's like hot enough for shorts weather.
I know, but I don't wear shorts.
Yeah. I feel like guy shorts and girl shorts are very different. I wish they were like just neutral shorts. Like
khaki shorts. Everyone. Khaki shorts are about as gender neutral as it gets.
Yeah. That's
it's also about as color neutral as it gets.
It's just neutral.
Beige. Yeah. Two pockets.
just very base.
Yeah. If it's everyone's needs.
Yeah, it's true.
Now we're talking about like khaki cargos. Or
I'm not
what?
Talking about khaki cargos.
No.
Okay.
That's too many pockets. If you need that many pockets, you've got something wrong in your life.
Well, what if I need to put audio equipment in there?
Then that's understandable. But you
should
also
you should have
a shirt that says I'm only wearing these cargo pants because I have to carry around audio equipment.
Okay, fine.
Or a license, like a permit.
Yeah, it's like, oh, here, I have a permit to wear these pants.
Yeah.
These are shorts.
It's like open carry. It's open cargo.
Open cargo.
Cargo permit.
Cargo season.
Oh, no. Open cargo season. That's scary. You just shoot anyone with cargo pants.
Yep.
You know, that's something I've been trying to get going for a long time.
I know, and I keep going to City Hall and shooting you down.
Yeah, literally. Literally shooting me down. A lot like that guy in... Oh, I wish my reference was better for this now.
Okay.
I'm going to say that sniper in Texas, you know, in the bell tower when he started popping off at a bunch of people in the 60s.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, but I can't remember where that was. I think it was in Austin.
Maybe.
Maybe.
I can't remember.
No, that was JFK. I'm getting my murders mixed up, y'all.
Very significant presidential deaths.
Yeah.
Wait, did the guy in Texas kill a president?
No, he just killed a bunch of nobodies.
No.
A bunch of nobodies. No.
Just like a bunch of college students?
Yeah, just people getting in debt. They'd probably be happy.
Oh,
I'm hitting all the...
Do you want to apologize earlier for that one?
Yeah, sorry, Grandma, for what I said last episode. If you didn't hear last episode, you didn't.
Apparently your grandma wasn't thrilled.
Well, I'm just doing this for in the future whenever she happens to stumble upon it and then she hears it and she goes to the next one.
Because she's just going to binge listen to these.
Yeah, all... This is 16 episodes now.
Wow. I think so, yeah. No, 16. That's not bad. We're on 16.
Yeah. Well, last time I said I wish she was dead.
And yeah, because she has some bad banana bread.
Well, and I was just kidding. Because Connor said his grandma was dead. And then he asked me how my grandma is. And I said, she's alive, but I wish she was dead.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I
felt and then you bad. Developed a conscience over the last week?
And then you felt
yeah.
bad.
I guess.
I don't know. Well, that's true. That was a very sociopathic thing to say.
Yeah.
It's like honesty, though. It's like really a little... It's like an example of too much honesty. It's like, I have a grandma, but I wish she was dead.
No, I love my grandma.
I don't that believe banana. You. No, I... that was the most unsincere... This is
gonna, you guys are going to make it sound like I really want my grandma to be dead. And that's not the case. I promise. I promise.
All right, Tom. I she's totally a lovely
lady.
Could work on the banana bread.
Both
skills,
of them. I hate bananas, and it's mainly her fault. But
okay,
because she made banana bread one time, and it reeked the whole house of bananas, and it made me throw up.
Wow.
Because it was so bad, and now I can't eat bananas.
Wow.
That's next level.
That is next level.
Yeah. Thanks, Grandma. Okay.
Yeah.
That's enough about me asking for forgiveness. That's how I ask for forgiveness. Oh. Just dig a hole.
Just repeatedly.
Even deeper.
Okay.
That's when I don't know what to say, so I just look at Connor and I go, your turn.
Okay, let's come up with something else to talk about. Guest.
Guest. We didn't even introduce the
no,
guest.
No.
It's okay.
That's,
holy shit. Wow, we didn't even introduce the guest.
Okay. Yeah, we're probably about like 30 minutes in now.
Yeah, holy shit.
Okay. Okay. Our guest is Tess Devine.
Tess Devine.
Hello. Hello.
When's your show?
When
wait,
show?
Was Firefly was yesterday?
It was yesterday.
How was yeah. it?
It went really well. We actually had to get more seats, and
nice.
We
where was that? Was that the Downtown Arts
it,
Collective?
No, it was actually at the Creamery, and that
oh,
was
cool.
yeah. It was the Creamery Arts Center, and we performed in the Exhibition Hall, which was no real easy feat.
Yeah,
the parking
exhibition
lot is
hall. Which one's the Exhibition Hall? Is it the one just by the library?
Yeah, it is. That is
holy
the exhibition
shit.
Hall. So we use the
wow.
library as kind of our back, like our backstage.
That's crazy.
Yeah, and fortunately, like they had taken all the art down before we.
Okay, yeah.
I messaged them and I was like, "Please take the art down," because I'm like, "We can't
break
do
it."
That. Yeah, I'm like, "We will all break it." Yeah, and also the parking lot's torn up because they're remodeling
oh, wow.
the parking lot. Yeah,
oh,
so
yeah.
people couldn't park in that parking lot.
It's
so
a
I was
real
like,
hassle.
Yeah, they couldn't park in that parking lot. So I was like, hey, park across the street at the ballpark. And
that's true.
Yeah, so people parked there and came in and through the door they technically shouldn't have come through. Like the door's all closed off. But
no,
people were
side
still coming
door.
In. Yeah, that side door. Yeah. But yeah, it was a really good show. And, you know, I was a little nervous because the last rehearsal wasn't really, I was sort of meh about it, but you know.
Yeah.
Story of my life.
Yeah, that happens.
I think that's how
yeah.
every good show ends
yeah,
up being.
That's
like,
quite
you
a few
go into
that.
It being just a little nervous because you're like, I don't know.
I pretty much, I think the last rehearsal, I was afterwards, I was like, it's in God's hands now.
Yeah,
just was like, let's see what happens.
That's the best way to approach it. Just like,
yeah. Yeah. And
yeah,
I, you know,
do it.
I, yeah. And my cast was great. I mean, this is my first time directing. So I was like, I didn't know what I was doing. At one point, I think I used the analogy, it's like learning surgery on YouTube and then performing
mm-hmm.
it on yourself.
I have
like,
an app. Ugh. I have an app on my phone that's 3D touch surgery.
Mm-hmm. What?
It's true. I can show you.
Is it like a game? Or
yes.
Is it,
it's
amateur
oh, okay.
surgeon.
I thought it was just like giving you tips on surgery. I was like, that's
no, it's,
terrifying.
It's like a game, but it's super detailed. It's called touch surgery.
Touch surgery.
Oh.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm mildly intrigued by that now.
No, it's cool. You can do like brain surgery on people.
Oh, that's
like,
awesome.
Like just, I'm sorry to interrupt.
No, it's. I actually am super intrigued by that.
It takes. Okay, here we go.
Yeah.
All right. Let's find a good surgery.
Yeah.
Is it anything like the Adult Swim game, like amateur surgeon?
Kind of.
Okay.
But it's just real.
It's real.
Real
it's just,
detailed.
You're controlling a robot who's actually
performing surgery on someone.
Yeah.
Wow.
Wow, Tom.
So someone's life is literally like in your hands.
Yeah, you have to apply for it, but I just faked a bunch of credentials.
Oh, okay.
That's amazing.
Sure. I'm intrigued by that. There was a game I used to play as a kid that was like it was like an education game. And
here's a guy in his underwear. Yeah. So we're going to do
it. It was Ed Heads, I think. And it was like you could do a simulation of like a hip surgery, knee surgery, brain surgery. Yeah, it was kind of trippy. But it, like, they made it for kids. So there like wasn't a lot of blood. And it wasn't a lot of like, it was very straightforward. It was like, you know, cut this scalpel. You could like follow the line. It was like, you know, draw along this dotted line, but you could do like scribbles and it would still somehow match up. It was like definitely for kids, but
okay.
Yeah.
I think that's how surgery works.
Yeah. Yes, I mean, exactly. There's the dotted line and then like there's another dotted line.
Someone draws a dotted line and you have to follow it.
They're like, yeah, this general area. I kick the mic stand.
Yeah.
This surgery's downloading.
Oh,
so.
This one, we're going to drain someone's lungs.
Oh, nice.
I think. Okay. We're going in through the back, though.
Oh. Like through their butt?
Through actual
back.
Here.
Okay, literally their back. Okay.
I don't really know exactly.
That seems like, why not? I don't know. That... Interesting. Uh-huh. Do you know anything about the patient?
Well, in the picture, he's white.
Okay.
Of course.
I think in this game, they're all white, which is so racist.
That's...
Only white people get surgery?
Yeah, or I'm just assuming the doctor's black.
That's fair enough.
Yeah.
Okay.
And white people have to get surgery from the doc.
What?
I was going to say, I don't know what I was going to say.
Okay.
I can't do this anymore.
Jesus.
See, okay. It's only on 80%. So.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so we got a minute. How many David Lynch references did you have in your... In Firefly.
In Firefly?
Yeah.
None.
Oh. Yeah.
No. It's a parody. It's a lot of fun. But I mean, it's...
No midgets.
No midgets, no. Oh, definitely not. Yeah. Couldn't snag those in time.
They're a hot commodity.
They are a hot commodity, yes. The show actually, it went really well and it went really smooth. And we got it. We actually had set up for a certain amount because I was like, for all I know, like 5 people could show up. I have no idea. So we set up and then we had those seats fill up and then more people show up. So we had to get more chairs.
How many people?
That is a good question. I don't know. I would safely say at least 50, if not more.
That's really good for that room.
Yeah, for that room. It's because it's kind of cramped. Yeah,
it is.
I was going to say that's packed.
It was a packed house. Yeah. So I was really impressed.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
People love Firefly.
People do. And that was the thing. I was like, man, people... love Firefly and they were willing to go through like a sketchy door they were willing to do it. So it was, it was definitely worth it. And it was, a really good experience, but it also took up like all of my time. So I'm like, I think I went home. I hadn't had anything to eat yesterday. Like I had a Pop-Tart and some coffee all day. And then after the show, cause I just wasn't hungry. And that's funny. That's the same thing that happened to me when I first did stand up. It was like the first time I did stand up, I just couldn't eat any food. I just couldn't.
Really?
Yeah. I don't know. I was so nervous. And then so after the show yesterday, one of my castmates or one of my actors was like, let's get pizza. And I was like, yes, I need it so bad. So I had pizza and that was pretty much it.
I've just now gotten to the point where I can eat before I do a stand up show or something.
Really?
Yeah. I did it on Thursday because I did 2 open mics because I did Art Inspired.
Oh yeah.
And then I did the Blue Room and I got to the Blue Room early, so Garrett and I just got food and I was like, I can eat now.
Nice.
Like, cool.
That's always nice when that happens.
Yeah, but I think it threw me off because I was like greasy. I just felt greasy.
You just felt really slimy up
there. The light, it was like reflecting.
Now you know you should probably like but you can't eat, but just maybe not
greasy food. I'll eat it. Spinach salad.
See, I just eat the worst.
Yeah.
The worse I feel on stage, just the more uncomfortable, bloated, it's the better.
A good old quiche. I would love a quiche right now.
Quiche is delicious.
Do you got a problem with quiche, Connor?
I don't fully understand what it is.
Quiche is like an egg cake.
Pie cake. Yeah. But like savory. It's just
ham.
It's like ham cheese. And spinach. And I don't know. Usually has like a pie crust.
That's not what I thought it was. I thought it was like a pastry.
No, you're right. It's not. But it has like that kind of...
It has a pie crust.
That's pretty much it.
but there's like eggs in it.
I don't think I fully understand. It's just a pie crust with an egg in it and like ham and spinach.
Yeah, it's like an egg pie.
It is. It's kind of, I mean, for like lack of a better phrase, yeah, it's an egg pie. Hmm. You have to try it. I feel, and I do realize that out of context. Egg pie sounds
disgusting.
Yeah, out of context, this sounds really gross. It is good though.
You bake it in the oven and it gets all fluffy.
Okay. Or you go somewhere pretentious. You go to a pretentious restaurant.
Yeah, you go to the aviary. Yeah, you know, and spend like $25 on fucking quiche.
Yes.
I think I'm good.
And a mimosa.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
I'm all about a mimosa.
And then go perform stand up and feel good about yourself.
Feel better than
Don't feel greasy. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Usually I'll just get a slice of like Slice House and,
ooh,
and go wherever. Yeah.
I don't know how to come at Slice House.
What? New York style, man.
It's New York. I like Big Slice better.
They're both good.
Yeah, well, it's not downtown, though.
Big Slice, I know. If it was downtown, that would be the best place in Springfield.
Yeah.
But it's closer to my house. Because I live off Sunshine, so it's right by me anyways.
Right, yeah.
But fuck, I love Big Slice.
It's good.
It's so greasy, too. It's
so greasy. You have a love for greasy food.
I think I do.
Yeah. I can tell.
Oh, we need to update the listeners on something.
Okay.
Last episode, Connor told me that the Brown Derby right down the road.
Oh, fuck.
Was going to have winter grind because he saw it there.
Oh.
And I got real excited.
Because you like winter grind.
Because I love winter grind.
And then we went there.
And we went there. And on the episode, Connor was like, no, they'll have it. They'll still have it.
Well, they had an entire,
they had the
pallet
stack.
With a huge stack of it. So I assumed it probably still there.
Yeah.
We walked down there.
Gone?
It's gone.
And it was not there?
It was not
Sad.
There.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
I mean,
it's okay.
I don't know for certain. I can confirm this, but I think my work might still have.
Where do you? Oh, okay.
Yeah. Because we serve alcohol. And we might have winter grind still. I don't know, though. I'll check for you. And
what time does Gailey's close?
2 p.m.
They're
closed now, but tomorrow they'll be open from 7 to 2.
I work.
Okay. When do you not work?
Thursday. So I might go in Thursday and get a morning beer.
Yeah.
There
you go. Yeah.
I like morning beers.
Yeah, I'm into that.
It's strange to me that they have like seasonal beer, but then again, like so does Schlafly up in St. Louis. Like,
yeah.
You know, Schlafly in St. I'm like, they have, like right now it's in season, but they have the raspberry Hefeweizen.
I don't have that.
It's pretty good. It's like, it's beer. And it's like mulled in raspberries. So it's like
that's
a fruit
kinda,
beer, but not fruity, if that makes
that's
sense.
It's kind of like the one I, what did I, what was the kind I got last time?
You got,
Purple Haze.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
By, it's like raspberry.
Yeah.
Kind of
an IPA.
Yeah.
Kind of hoppy.
It's all right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's a little hoppy.
Yeah. I see. I'm a big fan of hoppy beer. So
they're great.
Yeah. I'm a big
hop
fan.
Hop-nosh.
Yeah.
Is really big right now.
Yeah. Hop dog.
They're Sculpin IPA.
Hop dog with your pod dogs.
Yeah, hop dog with your pod dogs.
Hop dog. Someone needs to jump on that name.
Yeah, hop dog.
Hop dog.
It tastes like hot dogs.
We're really good at coming up with podcast names on here that are not our name.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that aren't ours.
Yeah.
Hop dog.
Our own name is terrible, but.
Yeah. But if anyone wants to take the ones we've come up with, go for it.
Yeah.
Just give us credit and a percentage of whatever income you make off of it.
Just a percentage.
Yeah, just a percentage. Just like 50%.
I mean, you can give us 50% of your audio files and we're good.
There you go.
Yeah, there we go. And we'll just release it under our name.
Yeah.
And we'll
just
keep
a little,
the profits.
A satellite podcast.
Yeah, yeah. I like that.
Ooh,
yeah.
Satellite pod.
Yeah, the satellite pod dish. Is that good?
I mean, I feel like you just took satellite dish and just put pot in between.
I did. That's exactly what I did.
The deep dish satellite.
Ooh.
That's about pizza.
Deep dishing.
Yeah. Oh, deep dishing.
Yeah, I like deep dishing.
That's a good one.
And it's about like you testing out all the.
Yeah.
What you should do is you should have a sub podcast, just a little like mini one called Deep Dishing, and then just do it at either like Brick Slice House or Big Slice.
That'd be good. That would be a great idea. We just go in there and get a different slice each time and just thoroughly dissect it.
Yeah.
Talk shit.
Yeah, we don't eat it. We just cut it apart.
just like, huh. Sauce. More sauce.
Lots of sauce. Yeah. And some dough. Okay.
There's some cheese on top.
Someone threw some vegetables on this.
This edge of the dough is crispier than the other edge of the dough.
The bottom of it seems to have been exposed to heat more.
It's almost charred. Yeah. We should do that.
Did I ever tell you guys?
Yes.
I haven't told you this. Mm-hmm. Extradition treaty. It's whenever two households are having an argument, and someone has to go over and do the dishes at another house to solve the problem.
That is brilliant. That makes, like, for me, that would totally, if someone was mad at, or if I was mad at someone and they offered to do my dishes as like a thing, like, a, I'm sorry. Hell yeah.
I think that's how it should be. We're square. It should just be you do someone's chore, like a chore.
I love
someone.
That idea.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Because like, what better way, what better way to say I'm sorry than to do something.
Do some shitty work.
Some work that the other person doesn't like.
Yeah.
Just mow their lawn and then you're good.
Yeah. Yeah.
For free.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, it's for socially political favor.
I would charge someone $20. Like, I'm really sorry. Let me mow your lawn for $20.
And then they'd be like, what? And you'd be like, it's a discount.
Gas isn't free, okay?
Yeah. It's an electric.
But no,
it's
gas,
a what?
Yeah. It's an electric lawnmower. But gas isn't free.
It's an electric lawnmower.
Yes. That's what I call cows, just lawnmowers.
Oh, they are. Well, true. Yeah. I mean, they are.
Lawnmowers.
And goats are technically that, too.
Yeah, goats are...
I don't trust them.
Yeah, I don't trust their eyes.
Their eyes are freaky.
Yeah.
It's like they're like made of screws.
And I saw the witch.
Oh, I didn't see the witch. Oh,
you
is it...
fucking see.
I mean, heard it's scary. You mean the Vavitch?
Yeah, the Vavitch. Yeah. Well, in my opinion of the Vavitch, it's not that scary.
Okay.
Okay, is it more of like a psychological
A psychological atmospheric movie, and that's my favorite. So I was super into it.
Are they Tyler Durden the whole time?
Yeah, it turns out it's Fight Club. The end of the movie, it's just the Pixies start playing over it.
Okay.
And then it's like, Fight Club.
It seems so time period.
Yeah, and Jared Leto comes out with like a burn all over him.
Good movie.
I'd recommend it. 10 out of 10. Paul Walker dies at the end.
Oh, okay. Okay. Yeah.
10 out of 10.
Twist. Surprise twist.
Yeah.
That's why it's 10 out of 10.
Uh-huh. It would have been a solid 4 out of 10, but then Paul Walker died.
Okay, I'm going to just go ahead and apologize for that one. Yeah, I'm sorry, Grandma.
Sorry, Grandma. My grandma's a huge Fast and Furious fan.
There's just something about Tokyo Drift. She became a huge fan.
Yeah, Tokyo Drift, too. That's like the worst of the series, and she loves it. The one that abandons everything about the series,
of course,
the one that apparently takes place last.
Oh,
I think it goes Fast and Furious 1,
okay,
Fast and the Furious 3, and then
5, 4, 5,
no, I think it is 4, Tokyo Drift 6, or no, 4, 5, 6, Tokyo Drift, and then the new one, 7.
Oh. Okay.
I think 7 takes place after Tokyo Drift.
Okay.
Right. Okay. That makes sense.
Yeah, because I
stopped watching it. Like
that's what I watched the Fast. I watched the Fast and the Furious for the plot.
Of course you do.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a complex. Yeah. You have your own theories, your own fanfic.
Yeah, I have my own fanfiction.
You're rooting for your own couple to happen.
Yeah. Yeah. I ship Vin Diesel and. Ludacris from Too Fast, Too Furious.
Yes, absolutely.
Beautiful couple.
Oh, yeah.
That's great.
Beautiful children.
Beautiful, yeah. Afroed children. Or like half afroed children because the Rock's bald.
Afro? Oh,
yeah.
No.
Yeah. Afro?
Jeez.
Hey, that was good.
I don't.
Good job, Connor.
No, I don't want that one.
No,
I don't want
mine,
it.
Not mine.
Because of that joke, you get to bring up a new subject.
Okay. Well, thank you for putting me on the spot here.
I was going to talk about a movie I recently saw.
Oh, what movie?
Okay. I saw The Revenant for the first time.
I haven't seen that yet.
I haven't seen it.
It's so good. It's really good. I mean, I have to say, like, Leo deserves his Oscar. He absolutely does in this because it wasn't just. You know, he's crawling for like most of the movie. Like, and I was like, oh my God, Wolf of Wall Street. in a more rugged environment.
Yeah, they saw that and they were like, that's the best crawler in Hollywood. And they had a whole movie based on crawling.
I heard that in order to prepare for the role, he actually fought a bear fought a bear. Is that true?
That, I don't know.
I could believe it.
Wait, did he live with bears? Like, I know it's something crazy.
Yeah, that, the movie Grizzly Man is actually Leonardo DiCaprio.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh. I see.
That makes sense.
Yeah, I don't know what he did to prepare for it. That's interesting.
He
went all Daniel Day-Lewis.
Yeah, oh, yeah. The most intense man in Hollywood.
Yes. So rugged. But I do know that it was like natural lighting. I don't think they had like Hollywood lights, you know, like that's typical recording lights, like, you know. Mm. It's the same guy who directed Birdman, and so he's kind of unique.
That's what I thought. I was going to say, I haven't seen Birdman either.
That's good, too. It's like all one take, supposedly, and then he just like cut it up.
Yeah. I'm really bad with movies.
That's okay.
Like, yeah.
I go through phases myself. It's like sometimes I'm like, meh. I haven't seen Deadpool.
I haven't either. I'm embarrassed to say the movies I haven't seen.
Why?
Because they're all like movies that everyone else has seen, and I'm like, meh.
But like
every one of the Godfathers,
I haven't seen
Scarface.
Those. I haven't seen those.
Any movie from like the 80s.
Well, you're not missing much on Scarface, but
I think it's pretty straightforward. I think all the good parts are the parts that people quote.
Yeah, basically, like I get what The Godfather is about. I don't have to see it.
Right.
I haven't seen the new Star Wars. I don't give a fuck about that.
Neither am I.
Yeah. It's good, but it's, you know, you can always wait until there's no time sensitive, like, watch it now.
I haven't seen After Earth, and I really want to see that movie.
I haven't seen it. Is that the one with Will Smith and Jane Smith?
Yeah, apparently it's terrible, but I really want to see it.
Isn't that also like a Sid Meier's game?
After Earth? Is that Battlefield Earth?
Ooh.
Battlefield Earth was that movie with John Travolta.
Mm.
The Scientology movie.
I haven't seen it. Oh, God. Scientology.
Yeah. Well, let's get into Scientology.
Yes.
All right.
Okay, so Xenu.
Xenu. Mm-hmm. Not a bad guy.
Thetans.
You know, we all got them. When you're born, they come into your body.
Right.
Are people who study Thetans called Thetanlogians?
Ooh.
Yes, they are.
Okay, cool. Yes. I was just checking.
Yeah. But only level 200s know that, so watch out.
Yeah.
We're going to be targeted now.
Yeah. Keep your head down.
Already do.
Okay.
that's nothing different there. Very non-conspicuous.
Yeah. There's actually a Scientology church in St. Louis.
Oh, really? I've been by. Yeah.
I've actually been in there.
Isn't it in the Loop?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It is.
Okay.
Yeah, I went there a couple of years ago just out of curiosity.
They show like Forrest Gump and shit in there too. They show like movies.
What?
Yeah. They show like
that is so deceitful.
They show awesome movies so they get people to go in there and then they like brainwash the fuck out of them.
That's I'm not a fan of like any place using I don't like any religion using deception as a way to get you in.
Yeah,
the door.
Like hey, come see this movie.
Right.
Hey, we got food.
Or like when people
homeless people come and get some free food. Aww. Yeah, quit trying to deceive the homeless.
It's like a box of Thetans.
You never know what you're gonna get.
This one day I felt like running.
And then I went clear.
Yeah.
Wow. I love you, Xenu.
That's good.
Oh, wow, that's great. Holy shit, we need to do a...
Can we just do a whole
can
bit?
We, like, you just directed a Firefly parody. Can we do a Forrest Gump Scientology parody?
Yes.
Would that go over great or what?
I feel like it's a 50-50 chance, but I feel like I'm feeling lucky.
I really do think that would be hilarious.
That would be hilarious.
I also think no one would go, but it would be hilarious.
You put it online.
It's live on stage?
Live on stage.
Ooh. I like it.
Yeah. And someone has to play Elrond. Dibs. Dibs.
Hubbard
Dibs.
In the cupboard.
Hubbard in the cupboard. Yeah, that's a game we play around Christmas time.
All the bad children. Okay.
So yeah, anytime you have casting, let me know.
I'll work on that.
All right.
That's my next new project.
I'll write a spec script for it.
Perfect. Perfect. That's great.
Let's see.
Ooh. What?
So obviously we would switch out Forrest Gump with L. Ron Hubbard.
Mm-hmm. We could just use the premise of Forrest Gump and like...
Yeah, just replace the characters.
Yeah.
So instead of like a shrimp company, it's Scientology.
Yeah.
No, instead of a shrimp company, it's like a publishing firm.
Oh.
Because he wrote books.
That's right. He was a publisher. He was a science fiction writer. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It would be like how like Oh Brother Where Art Thou is technically an Oedipus, you know, like a variation of what's it, the just Odyssey.
Uh-huh.
That's just like the same kind of way. It's like not exactly, you know, but you can, if you know the Odyssey and you've seen Oh Brother Where Art Thou, you can see the similarities. You're like, oh, they're the sirens. Oh, there's the Cyclops. Yeah.
Yeah.
So it'd be just like that. It'd be like, it'd be just like that. They'd be like, huh, L. Ron Hubbard is.
Yeah, it'd be like a mix of Forrest Gump and Citizen Kane. It'll be amazing. This is
very experimental. I like
it. Yeah, I'm really edgy, into it. Yeah, like avant-garde kind of thing. I'm super into that.
And just let's throw a dash of Apocalypse Now in there.
Too. Yeah, and maybe like.
Yeah.
Cuba Gooden?
Yeah. Yeah. We should get Cuba Gooden Jr. on.
Oh, dude. He probably would agree to it.
Yeah.
He did Snow Dogs. I mean, come on.
That's true. I mean, what? He's obviously desperate for something. Poor Cuba.
Cuba.
What has he been in recently?
I don't even know.
Radio came out in 2004.
Yeah.
Wow.
I think
I saw him in something, but it like wasn't big. It didn't have a great release or anything.
There
so.
Was that animated movie, Food Fight?
I didn't see it.
No one did. It grossed like $2,000.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I would totally recommend you guys watching it because it's an utter shit show. Like Cuba, it's like all A-list like celebrities. I got to find.
I don't understand like why how some A-list celebrities, like if you pack them into a movie or whatever.
It just sucks.
It sucks. Like, yeah. Sometimes it sucks, but then sometimes it's like knocks, you know, they knock it out.
Sometimes it just depends. It's a lot of egos in one room.
Maybe. And maybe it's just, if you know, if you're a director and you have all these A-listers, directing's a lot like herding cats, just in general.
Yeah.
Like, I mean.
That'd be hard.
It's really hard. So yeah. If you're dealing with A-listers and you're also dealing with the egos too, so.
All right. The cast of Food Fight. It came out in 2012. Holy shit.
Wow.
Wow.
Its IMDb rating is 1.7 out of 10.
Ooh.
Hilary Duff. Charlie,
you already went wrong.
Charlie Sheen.
Ew. What?
Eva Longoria.
What?
Christopher Lloyd.
What is happening?
Wayne Brady.
Wow.
Hilary Duff. Oh, wait. Haley Duff.
So that's Haley and... Oh, the Duff sister.
Are they?
Yeah.
Oh.
Chris Kattan. Chris Kattan.
What?
It's the Settlers of Chris Kattan.
Yes.
Or the settling of Chris Kattan. It's about his divorce.
Oh.
Aww.
That's good.
That's great.
Thank you. I'm really good at wordplay.
But yeah, I'd recommend it. Charlie Sheen plays a crime-fighting dog.
What?
And Wayne Brady is a squirrel.
That's not a stretch. Really.
What the fuck?
Wayne Brady is a squirrel.
Here's the quality of it.
But what does he play in the movie?
Oh my gosh. Wow.
That looks like an MMO.
Yeah, it looks like a video game.
Yeah.
It does. Yeah, you're right. It does look like a video game.
10 out of 10.
Really? Okay. Yeah. You would recommend.
The plot, the character development, it's so good.
I'm a little worried of your ratings now.
Yeah, 10 out of 10. 10 out of 10. Citizen Kane.
Yeah. Never seen it.
I haven't bothered.
It got spoiled for me, like in an art class, like
Rosebud,
like a cultural, like you need to be aware of culture, and it's like it's a sled. Well, now why would I? I'm sorry if I spoiled it for anyone, okay. But fuck you.
It's kind of true. How fucking old is that movie? If you don't know that Rosebud is a sled. Mm-hmm. That's not our fault.
Yeah. I did not know that, but it's okay.
Really?
I've never seen it, so I just, you know.
Really enjoyed that movie. I thought it was pretty good.
Wow. Oh. So you did actually see it?
I saw that one. Yeah.
Okay. Okay, so like.
I took a film class.
I did too, but that was not one of the movies we saw, so it's like.
My film class is weird. We watched like Citizen Kane, and then we watched Life is Beautiful.
Yeah, Life is Beautiful. That's
and then
we
watched Rocky.
Those are pretty good. I mean, that's a good selection,
Rocky,
I think.
Rocky sucks. I think Rocky is a horrible movie. I do not.
I mean,
like
if it has that like, you know, the underdog winning kind of. Yeah. I haven't seen it, but I don't mean it's.
I think the writing just follows the blueprint too much.
Does
yeah.
it? Okay.
Yeah.
That doesn't
it's
surprise
too.
I mean, Sly wrote it himself, though.
Oh. Yeah. Mm.
Sly's a pretty. He wrote a lot of movies.
Yeah.
Like all of his movies almost, I think.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Even The Expendables.
I think so.
Wow.
I think he might have helped. I'm on my phone this whole time, but I'm really curious.
Now you're double checking.
What's Sylvester Stallone? And I don't want to misquote anyone, you know, and have Sly on my ass.
Yeah, that's true.
No, that's true.
Yeah. Yeah, I took a films class in high school, and we watched Cool Hand Luke, Apocalypse Now.
Nice.
The Graduate, and then we also watched...
Oh, we watched The Graduate, too.
Yeah, we watched... my teacher, I think he went... he liked it. I was okay. I was like, meh. He had us watch Gross Point Blank, which is like the John Cusack movie where he's an assassin. Huh. He's a hitman, and he goes to his high school reunion and straight up tells everyone he's a hitman, but no one believes him. Like, everyone's like, oh, that's so funny. Yeah. And then hitmen follow him to Gross Point, Michigan, to whatever, to sell scores or something.
And does he finally get the girl who rejected him at prom?
Yes he does. That does happen. That's a real thing, I think.
Got it.
Yeah. Sylvester Stallone wrote The Expendables.
Wow.
Wow.
I had no idea he had his hand in these projects.
Yeah.
Wow.
What's the first movie you saw that you remember being like, this thing sucks?
That's a good question.
That's a difficult one.
Yeah.
I remember.
Okay. What is it?
Yeah. Vantage Point. Do you remember that movie?
Oh, yeah.
I went and saw that movie, and like a lot of my friends were like, oh, this movie's so badass. And I saw it, and I fucking hated it. I was like, this is a piece of shit.
Wasn't that the one where it's like the president's going to be shot? From like several different perspectives.
Yeah, and it's just so annoying.
I saw that movie, and you just reminded me that I saw it. So that's how bad it was.
Yeah.
It was bad.
It was bad.
Yeah. I think for me, I mean, like, I had seen a lot of bad movies, but I think there was one movie in particular that I was like, I think it was called, like, Why You're Afraid of the Dark, or Are You Afraid of the Dark? It was a Katie Holmes movie where she moves in. She and her...
Speaking of Scientology.
Pete Holmes' ex-wife.
Yeah.
Pete Holmes' ex-wife. For sure.
It's like she and her, you know, boyfriend and his daughter all move into this like sketchy house and like these like little weird creepy like... Not fairies, but not gnomes. They're like little creepy...
It's like a horror movie?
It's supposed to be like a... Yeah, it was supposed to be like a horror movie, but like... The offering you make is teeth to keep the little monsters at bay.
Oh.
But like Katie Holmes sacrifices herself for her, you know, her stepdaughter. It was just like bad. I remember like walking out from there and just being like, I'm not going to remember this movie.
Yeah.
In like a week.
Horror movies are probably the best route to go, though, on bad movie wise. They're always fun, even if they're bad. They're always great.
Yes.
Like Saw's mm-hmm. hilarious.
Troll 2
is one of the best bad movies of all time.
Oh yeah,
I saw As Above, So Below.
I don't think I've seen that one.
I haven't seen that one either.
Movie's a hot piece of garbage, and it's so funny. It's so funny. Oh man.
Okay, so we have.
How much time do we have left?
We have like 8 minutes left. So
We're
probably at like an hour or 10.
Wow. This will be our longest episode ever.
Yay. Okay.
Let's just do the rest of the 8 minutes.
Okay. Yeah.
Or actually, we have to put the theme song in there.
True.
So 7 minutes?
Tom, I'm just going to let you know the theme song doesn't...
I know it doesn't count, but I just like saying that.
Fair enough. I thought you were joking last time, but then you brought it up again, so I was just making sure.
Well, I was going to try to make it an ongoing joke, but then you brought it up. And
Okay, I'm sorry.
Just pretend it ruined it. Just keep making the joke.
So, yes, we'll have to cut off like 2 minutes.
Okay, yeah, we'll do that.
Okay. So, what, 5 minutes left?
Yeah, 5 minutes maybe.
Roughly?
Right on.
Right on, man.
Right on. Right on.
I said right on to my dad the other day. And that's a bad idea.
Right on, Dad.
Yeah. Like, word. Keep it 300, Dad.
Level.
Do you have anything going on? Any shows or anything?
I have one today, actually. I'm actually hosting Ladies at Limburg.
So, that's tonight.
That is tonight.
This can we get this out by tonight?
If not, that's okay, because I'm also performing at a Ultra Lounge.
Oh, I'll be on that too.
Yeah, I'll be on that too. Yep. Cool. Yeah, on the 28th, right? 28th?
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, that's Cammy's birthday, so.
Yeah, it'll be fun.
That will be fun, that's for sure. Yeah.
It's a lot of people.
Yeah, it's a really big lineup.
I don't even know who's on it.
I think Katie's on it. Yeah. I'm on it. And you're on it. And
Craig.
I think Craig's on it. I think Murr's on it.
Stephen Wallace is on it.
Is he?
Adam Parker.
Oh, wow. Okay. Yeah, it's going to be a long list of people.
Yeah.
Good stand-up.
Good stuff. Connor.
What's up?
Do you have anything going on?
No, not really.
You do like the biggest improv show in Springfield, though.
Mm-hmm. I do.
Yeah, Improbable Causes.
Oh, yeah. Improbable Causes. I forget which month it is. Just look it up on the website. Cage Match. Springfield Improv.
Oh,
just
yeah.
Just look it up on the website. That was last night. Yeah, so that's this weekend. So that's not going to happen for a little bit.
But now you got time to plan.
And Affordable Awesome. Check that one out.
Oh, yeah. Affordable Awesome. You do a lot of shows.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to release some stuff later, but you'll hear about it later.
Cool.
Check it out.
Going to release some stuff?
Yeah.
Can you tell me off mic?
Yeah, I can tell you off mic, yeah.
Okay, well, can you tell me, like, right now?
No.
No, okay, that's fine.
No, I can't.
That's fine.
Gotta keep secrets. Listeners in suspense.
That's cool, I understand. I think I'm doing a show. May, I'm getting to my event.
Oh, is it May 9th at Marco's?
Yes.
Nice.
May 9th. Let me make sure. Yeah, May 9th. Martha's Vineyard.
Very nice.
It's awesome. They have good drink prices. It's me and Garrett Smalley and Lucas Seymour. And then
Lindsay.
Lindsay Kenya.
Kenya.
Yeah. Lindsay Kenya.
Yeah, Lindsay Kenya.
And yeah.
Garrett Nairobi.
Yeah. Lindsay Euphrates. And then July 27th, don't hold me to that day because it's definitely wrong.
Okay.
I'm on the David Lieb Hart show at the Outland Ballroom.
Ooh.
David Lieb Hart from Tim and Eric Awesome Show. Nice. Great job.
Cool.
So yeah, go out to that. I think there's bands playing, and then we're doing comedy in between, so it's going to be shitty for us, but it'll be a lot of fun for you.
I was going to say, it sounds like you'll have fun, at least.
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah.
So go see some goofs.
And some gaffs.
And have a laugh.
Yes.
With the...
pod dogs.
Doesn't rhyme, but it works.
Pod dogs.
With the pod dogs.
With the pod dogs.
All right, now we need to end with the mantra.
Oh.
Okay.
Pod.
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 Dogs.
Are.
Let's do it one more time. All right.
Pod dogs
and
goofs
and
gaffs
and
lands
and
happy
feet
was
a
decent
filming. All right. And with that note, goodbye. Okay, we'll be right back.